Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Playmakers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, time management, customer service, communication skills, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
And welcome again to Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein. As always, our show is all about CEOs, business owners, and executives who have found success with their business and within themselves. Today's show is all about the buying and selling of businesses. It's also about advertising and the internet. So we have in our studio today David Mahmood. He is the founder and chairman of Allegiance Capital Corporation. And we also have Tony Wright. And Tony is the founder and CEO of Wright IMC. So we're going to begin our show with Tony Wright. Tony founded Wright IMC in 2007. Now, when he was asked why he chose to name his company Wright IMC, he said, if you look at the successful advertising agencies of the past, almost all had the principal's name on the door. Most of the newer successful agencies use either an acronym or description as the name of their agency. By combining the acronym for Integrated Marketing Communication, what we actually do, with my name, I want to create a place where old-school account service meets cutting-edge strategy and tactics. In Wright IMC, we've just done just that. So now you know how Wright IMC came to be named. Tony has more than 15 years of hands-on and strategic experience in interactive marketing and a background in traditional and interactive public relations and journalism. Tony spent his career helping companies of all sizes be profitable online. Now, Tony's also a search marketing geek. In addition to having extensive experience in online crisis communication and brand reputation strategy, including corporate blogging and corporate monitoring, most notably directing the online corporate reputation management strategy that American Airlines used immediately following the events of September 11th, 2001. Tony, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Glad to have you here. Now, Tony, with all you do, you're an ad agency, you're a website developer, and you're more, but you're not. What are you? What do you do?
Well, it's sometimes hard to define exactly what our agency does. Essentially, what we do is we help people make money online, whether that be through search engine marketing, paid search, building them a website, whatever they need to get to the next level. We work with mostly mid-sized companies who have hopefully done some work in the past on their internet presence, and we help them take that to the next level so that they can see the reality that their website is more than just a place to put your brochure and put your name. It can actually cause actions and be a 24/7 salesperson for you.
Now, the companies you're working with, because the internet is proliferate all throughout everybody, individuals and companies, they probably have a website already. So are you going in and changing it, adding to it, or just making or monetizing it, making it pay for itself?
You know, it's funny. A lot of people have a website, but there's been some research done by a group called Forrester that does a lot of research in our industry and other industries. And it says that 92% of all the dollars spent on the internet are spent driving traffic to a website. And only 8% are spent doing something with that traffic once it gets there.
That's amazing.
That's completely backwards. If you are going to spend, say, $1 million on a campaign to drive traffic to your website, or even $10,000, $5,000, $500, and you're not going to do anything with that traffic, you might as well just give your money straight to me. I mean, I'll take it. You know, that's if you want to do that. But the reality of the situation is we've got to go in and look at the website and say, what is going to make someone take an action? Every website needs to have an action that they're going for. And that action may be something as simple as downloading a white paper, picking up the phone and making a phone call, filling out a form. I've had clients where their actions are, I literally just want them to see this article because I want to make sure that people are reading this. It doesn't matter what the action is. We can set that up. But in the end, we really want to make sure that we're driving people to that action and that those actions are easy to take for the consumer. Because without having that website set up to really convert, it's just not going to do anything. So when a client comes in with their website, it really depends. Many people come in with these beautiful websites that are just, I mean, they're pieces of art. And the good thing about a piece of art is it really helps you to show your customers what you can do. The bad thing about a piece of art is nobody ever sold anything with a piece of art. That art has to do something. So our job is to make sure that the websites are built correctly so that they can actually convert customers.
Years ago, I was selling radio advertising and producing the commercials for the clients I had. And my boss stopped me from being tremendously creative in the production studio because he said, creativity is not creativity until it sells. So no matter how good it looks, no matter how good it sounds, if it doesn't bring in revenue or cause something to happen, it's not as creative as it should be. It sounds like you're a strategist. You work with these clients to help them find out exactly what they want to do with their business and with their website.
I think that's a really accurate portrayal. In fact, we find that we're coming more into business consulting. In fact, I've recently had some clients that have come to us with products that simply just really weren't targeted to the right audience. They didn't work. And once we get in and start looking at the data, and we're very data-centric and very ROI-centric, we start looking at that and saying, you know what? What if we shifted or pivoted who you're targeting? And then we shift that target, and all of a sudden their sales go through the roof. It's amazing to me that people really don't always know exactly who they're marketing to. And then if you shift that around, they can see great success. Like you said, I always tell my designers, if we're building something just to build it or because we like it, or if you're in love with a piece of something that you've written, you actually probably need to get rid of that because it may or it may not be working for you.
So you are the kind of you're the company that goes in and like as you said, consults, you strategize with your clients. You do a lot of interesting things with your business. What makes you different from some of the competitors out there? It doesn't sound like you have direct competitors because different competitors do different things, but what makes you different?
Well, I think one of the big things that makes us different is, first of all, the experience of our team. We've got a really experienced team. One of my VPs is head of American Airlines PR for years, head of UTD PR. I've been in journalism and doing this for 15 years, and we've seen what comes and goes. We have a really great team that it keeps up with the latest in search engine optimization and social media and knowing all of those things. But even with all of that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that can do some of the things we can do. But the ideas that come out of our office, for instance, we were some of the first to create blogging contests. We love to work with one of our other clients called SCA Promotions that does they do the hole-in-one tournaments, and you can come up with some great creative ideas. They're the ones that did the Taco Bell. If the meteor hits the giant target in the middle of the ocean, then everybody gets a free taco for the day, and they insured that. The sky is the limit on the creativity of things that we can come up with. And in the end, what we're trying to do is garner attention for your business. That in turn brings people to the website. And from a search engine optimization standpoint, which I'm an SEO geek, I always go back to everything. Search engine optimization, and I'm sure we'll get into this in a minute, is really about the links that are pointing into your website. And the better content that you create, the more links you're going to get. If you have something that's link-worthy, people will link to it. That floats your website's domain authority and floats your website's authority, and then all of a sudden you start showing up for search engine phrases you never thought possible, and you get more business, and you grow your business that way.
Well, it's obvious it Google or whatever search engine is a magnet, and you want to be the attraction to that magnet where you show up immediately on the top of any search engine. As a client, what you're doing essentially, and I'm asking you this to see if this is correct, is your people are monitoring their activity, monitoring what's going on with their website on a continual basis to find out what's going on and what they can do to drive it up as far as SEO is concerned. Is that correct?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time in analytics. In fact, I require every single person that works on accounts to be Google Analytics certified, meaning that they actually know how to read an analytics report. Because when a client calls, we want to be able to make sure that we're optimizing their website, not just from the social media and SEO standpoint, but from the website within. The way that we see it is your website is the center of your marketing universe. Everything else around it, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Google, everything is meant to drive traffic to that website so that it can convert. But you've got to be able to syndicate your stuff out there in Google and show up in those places where your customers are. So we do a lot of work tracking not only what's happening on the website, but utilizing what the big buzz term right now in the industry is big data. There's a ton of stuff you can do with social listening. I can, if you have your email list, give it to me. I can tell you what most likely which way your customers are going to vote, where they are as far as their median household income, gender-wise, what their interests are. In fact, we had one client where it was a winemaker. One of the things that we found out is the people that buy their wine love to also buy patio furniture, which makes sense because it was a Chardonnay wine. And so all of a sudden we do a promotion with a patio, with either a grill maker or a patio furniture maker. And we're able to really hit that target demographic right away.
Tony Wright has become a psychic simply by using the data correctly to understand exactly what's going to drive traffic to his customers' websites and also monetize his websites. WrightIMC.com is the website if you'd like to follow along. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We are going to talk more about SEO. We're going to talk more about advertising, the internet, how to drive traffic to your website. After our break, I'm Steve Klein. Stay with us.
News and information, KLIF.
News every morning and afternoon.
More news, more stories than KRLD. News updates at least four times an hour, every 15 minutes. Right now, traffic on the fives. Every morning and afternoon, followed by weather. With the most trusted name in North Texas, WBAP meteorologist Brad Barton.
Business news updates at 20 and 50 minutes after the hour.
And sports from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Your commute is covered, coming and going.
News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2, KLIF.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
Our process starts with 92 panel biomarker blood work, and in that blood work, obviously, all the hormone levels of the body are going to be reviewed. Your normal blood work that you would have with your doctor is going to be there too. But what we do that is different is that we review markers of inflammation and risk factors for disease as well. Now think about it. As we become older, is it not better for us not to have to deal with something than to have to deal with something? And so if we are able to look at hormone levels too and see where they come to lie, a program is then built upon their particular need. In other words, one person does not need what another one does, nor is one person's goals the same as that of another. So yes, it's very individualized, very much to what they want themselves.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com.
Take a walk on the wild side. Discover animals like red ruff lemurs to the blue bobcat at Sharka Rosa Wildlife Ranch for half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your quantum leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
News and information, 570 KLIF.
Where you'll get more news every morning and afternoon than you do at KRLD.
More stories, more news on News and Information, 570 KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back. Again, I'm Steve Klein. You're listening to Playmakers Talk Show. We are having a discussion with Tony Wright. Tony is the CEO and founder of Wright IMC, and that's his website, WrightIMC.com. And he has a rather interesting business. He's been talking about what his business is all about. There's a lot in there on the internet, which is search engine optimization. There's a lot on advertising. As he puts all, he's integrated those together. But a couple of things that he does, if you take a look at his website, you'll see some of the services that he provides. One of those is reputation management. So, Tony, help us with that. What do you do with reputation management?
Well, reputation management, it's a lot what it sounds like. We help companies to maintain their reputation. And that can be anything from, if you're a restaurant and you're starting to get bad reviews, how do you respond to those reviews? How do you even monitor those reviews? It can be a really daunting task, especially if you're getting a large volume. Monitor and looking at the sentiment. What are people saying about you? Monitoring everything that's going out on the web about you. It doesn't take much for a rumor to start flying, and all of a sudden your company is embroiled in some sort of disaster that you don't even know about. And the disasters are not, sometimes they're physical, like for instance, you know, with an airline or a cruise ship, you know, Carnival Cruises, seeing what they've been going through lately.
It sounds like this is what you did with 9/11 with American Airlines.
Yes. I was working as the director of digital for Weber Shandwick, which is a very large PR firm back then, and American Airlines was my client, and I'll never forget that morning. I was actually listening to the radio. I was listening to WBAP that morning on the way in, and they said there was smoke coming out of the towers. I thought, well, that's interesting. And actually, my first thought was, we had another PR disaster kind of looming at the time that seems very trivial now. And I thought, well, this would be a good day to release that stuff, because only people are going to be talking about this little plane that crashed in the World Trade Center. Little did I know that 10 minutes later, I'd get a call from SOC at American Airlines. Get here. We need you now. And I ended up running the website for American Airlines that entire day. And along with Tim Wagner, who's now my VP at Wright IMC, we posted everything. We listened to what was going on. And Jody Venturoni and Ken Luce from Weber Shandwick were in that room. It was just an insane day. And it was a horrible day, but for me, it was also a career-changing day.
It seems like your learning curve began to rise tremendously with everything you were doing at that point. You were creating as it was happening.
Right, and right back then we didn't have any of the tools that we have now for, you know, automated monitoring. So everything was done manually, with just about every person in Weber Shandwick just helping me to look for what was being said about the airline. Because at that time, we didn't know that it was going to be a disaster on a nationwide proportion yet. We were worried about how the airline was going to be perceived. And once we realized, you know, okay, this is something that's beyond the airline, we were able to relax a little bit. But for a long time, we were just taking anything in we could about American Airlines. With non-automated, it was lots and lots of searches.
I bet it was. I mean, you were changing your motives as the day went on based on the information you were getting in from the news media.
Sure.
Well, social media is also a big part of what you do too. If search engine optimization is a big part of it, you want to tie that in. So what do you do with a client to help them integrate all their social media in with their marketing?
Well, and actually, you know what? We actually just released yesterday a new white paper. With a lot of research, I surveyed over 3,000 consumers. The big question is, should a brand take a stand, a controversial political or social stand?
Where can I get this white paper?
You can get it at WrightIMC.com. We'll have it. There's a link on the front page that will be there as of today, or by the time the show airs, and it will say it will allow you to go download the white paper, and you can read case studies of companies that have done controversial stands and how it worked out for them. It doesn't work out for everybody. I mean, Chick-fil-A did very well from a bottom line standpoint, whereas Susan G. Komen didn't quite fare as well.
And so it's a spin that you're able to put on whatever that problem is.
Sure. And what we wanted to know is, what do consumers think? Do consumers think that social and political stands actually affect how they buy, how their purchasing decisions? And what we found is that while they say it does, the reality is that there's not enough that strongly feel that it does to where it should make a huge impact if you have very, very strong reasonings and know your companies, know your company's audience well enough. For instance, Hobby Lobby, knows their audience, and they've been taking a very strong stand, and they've gotten huge amounts of support for that. Starbucks also, on same-sex marriage, has also done the same thing and actually seen their profits rise after they've taken their stand. So it's all about knowing your audience and knowing and tailoring your content marketing strategy to take advantage of what you're doing. And that's where the research and the data of that we do comes in, making sure that we know what the audience is looking for. My goal for my clients is I want to know what the questions that the clients are asking, that their clients and customers are asking, and I want my client to provide the answer. Because if I can provide the answer, then I've created authority for my client, and that puts me as a perceived brand leader, and I'm more likely to get the sale. And that is my goal.
You're targeting what they need like a laser. And I would think most people have a wider focus, and they're guessing in a lot of cases what their clients want and what they're looking for in the website and their social media. So you're pulling that in, making it very targeted so they know exactly what they need to be doing.
Well, we don't give ourselves a lot of a rope to hang ourselves with our clients. Every one of our clients just about is on a 30-day out. So if we're not providing them results, they're not going to be around. So I've got to show results or show them how they're going to get the results very, quickly and to the point. And I've done that for a reason, because we know we can do it. Everything is trackable. And like you said, we are trying to target as closely as we can to understand that audience, to get those quick wins and then scale that up. So it's a long, long, long-term process, but we can get the results well enough to keep our clients around, even though they could leave us at any time.
Well, you are now at the point where you have a successful business. It's been around for 5+ years. Mm-hmm. What is one thing, if you can think about this looking back, one thing you can point to in your life or career where everything changed and you knew exactly what you wanted to do and pinpointed it?
Well, I'm lucky. I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs. My father is a CPA, and one of my brothers is a lawyer and the other one is a CPA. So I'm kind of the black sheep of the family, I guess you could say, being in advertising. But I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I think when it really, sometimes it's the bad times that help you get to where you need to be. I was at after I left Weber Shandwick, I was at a startup search engine marketing firm where it just wasn't making it. And I felt like I was one of five partners. I didn't have enough say in what was going on. And I thought I knew what was right. Turned out I was actually pretty true on that. I left there and started my firm with enough money in the bank to make it for 5 months with a wife and a 2-year-old child. And we were able to build it from there. And now I've got, 30 employees, and I have 4 children now. So some things multiply without even just kind of looking around. It's just all of a sudden you've got 4 of them. But it was a huge chance. And that was the big thing, is, always moving forward, taking that chance. I probably wouldn't have taken the chance for a while if I hadn't had something bad happen, where I basically was either find a job or start up your own. And that's how it started.
So you've used obstacles to help you become successful along the way. And in the last 30 seconds or so, you have a hobby that you tell people about very seldom, but you still use that. And opera is a big part of what you were doing years ago. Is that correct?
I started out my college career as a music major and ended up getting my associate's degree in music. And singing, singing was a huge part of my life. And I still love to sing. I don't do it as much as I used to, but it's, I learned a lot of lessons from there. One of being that I'm not equipped to sit in a practice room for 6 hours a day. I like to be around people too much. And that's why I never could take that opera to the next level.
If you can, in discussing this at our break, if you can get Tony into a karaoke bar, he will definitely entertain you. Tony, thank you very much for being here. It was a great conversation.
Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate it.
So if you'd like to find out more about what Tony does, Tony Wright is the CEO and founder of Wright IMC. Go to WrightIMC.com. You'll get everything you need to know. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Stay with us. We're going to find out in our next segment about buying and or selling businesses. Stay with us.
KLIF News and Information in the Morning.
With Dave Williams and Amy Shadra.
Memorial Day is coming up. Monday on KLIF, we'll tell you how to grill up the perfect steak for your guests.
Low testosterone is a concern for many, but are the benefits of testosterone overblown and the risks underappreciated? Consumer Reports takes a look.
Plus traffic on the fives, and Brad tells you how to dress for the day. More stories, more news.
News and Information in the Morning, 6 till 9.
News and Information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2.
KLIF.
Severe weather across the nation's heartland. At this hour, tornado warnings are up for parts of the Oklahoma City area and Wichita, Kansas. Residents are being told to take shelter. Greg Carbon with the National Weather Service on that Kansas twister.
That storm was very intense and moved right through the center of Wichita, Kansas.
The danger zone from severe storms this evening stretches 1,000 miles. The FBI says two tactical team members were killed during a training exercise off the coast of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Special agents Christopher Lorick and Stephen Shaw were assigned to the FBI's Critical Incident Response Group. No details on what happened, but the cause of the incident is under investigation. Two Boston nurses who treated Johar Tsarnaev are speaking out. They tell the Boston Globe it was difficult to reconcile the 19-year-old as a patient with the bombings. And Star Trek Into Darkness was the top-grossing movie over the weekend, making an estimated $70 million. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
Corey Mencken with the ASPCA, asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at NoPetStorePuppies.com.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathe the nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake. Call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24-7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
Typically, as we become older, between 40 and 45 and 50, we will generally begin to experience, you know, changes associated with aging. My energy is less than, I don't think as clearly, my memory, my focus is not there, I don't sleep as well. In the bedroom, there are changes that I don't want to deal with. That's where we come in. So we focus on exercise, which is appropriate, we all know that, a proper nutritional approach, the nutritional supplements that are going to be there directly for each patient to return them to health, but then rebalancing their hormone levels to allow them to mimic where they were when they were in their late 20s and in their early 30s. Become that vibrant person that they used to be beforehand. For most of us, at the age of 30, that really was our best time.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back. We're into our second segment of Playmakers Talk Show, with our second guest, rather. And we have David Mahmood. He is the founder and chairman of Allegiance Capital Corporation. At the age of 33, David left the corporate environment and started his first company, Now, follow with me on this. By the time he was 50, this is 17 years, he had started 7 companies from scratch and had some considerable successes and a few failures along the way. By the time David reached the age of 60, he had started his 8th and his current company, as I mentioned, Allegiance Capital Corporation. Now, his 75th birthday is this week, as the show is aired, and he continues to operate on the basis that as long as you are still having fun and still learning, you should probably continue to do what you enjoy. Amen. Allegiance Capital today has offices in the Helmsley Building at 230 Park Avenue in New York, the Opera House in Chicago, and headquarters here in Dallas. An optimist by nature, David sees nothing but opportunities to help entrepreneurs grow their business. And when they reach that point of life when they've had all the fun they can stand and they want to cash in, his organization will sell their business. David, thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, David, you call yourself a deal junkie. How did you get in the business of selling and acquiring privately owned and corporate businesses?
Well, I had an opportunity to practice on myself. When you start 7 companies, I'd run them up to a certain point. Very early in my career, I scampered up the corporate ladder very quickly. By the time I was 30, I was vice president of sales of the largest employer in St. Paul, Minnesota, had 1,500 commission salesmen, 45 offices around the United States, and started to believe my own success. My father was a very small businessman, and I went home and bragged a little, and he looked at me with a modest amount of contempt, and he said, "Son, you don't know what it is to be in business until you have to meet a payroll." So at 33, I went out and started my first business, ran it up, sold it for a lot more money than I could have run the business for the next 10 years and not made as much money. And I thought, this is my career. I'm going to start businesses, run them up, and sell them. I went into the marketplace after selling the company, started my second company, had a considerable amount of capital, and failed miserably. Lost almost my entire investment. The good thing about that is I got an education no business school could give you. And I found out that failure wasn't fatal. So
I've been told that sometimes your biggest successes come from learning what you fail at.
That is absolutely true. You don't learn much from your successes many times, but your failures have a tendency to indelibly brand you. So there are lessons you never forget. The net result is I was forced to go out and start a third business. I had to make a living. That fortunately turned out to be modestly successful, and move forward. I got to the point where I was building my 7th business. I was traveling. I spent 260 days on the road out of 365, interviewing, selecting, hiring, training. And I opened up 15 offices, ended up in Dallas, Texas. I was headquartered at that time in Seattle, Washington. And I discovered that all my offices, except the Texas one, was east of the Mississippi. And I discovered DFW Airport, American Airlines. And I moved down here. I told my wife it would only be 3 years in Dallas. It'll be 28 years this August. And it turned out to be a very good move. I ended up having 5 bypasses when I was 47, told my lifestyle living on the road was not conducive to a long life and that I should change it. I sold my business, and I was looking around for something to do. Being a deal maker at heart, I landed a job with a small boutique investment banking firm. They had 4 folks there, and over a period of time, I helped build the organization. After 9 years left because I had that vision thing and still being an entrepreneur at heart, I started Allegiance Capital Corporation with 6 people. Today we're around 50 and still have growth in mind and hope to open an office in Los Angeles Basin shortly.
You, from listening to your story, you're obviously, you get that adrenaline rush from starting a business, and apparently your adrenaline rush right now is building your business. You had one of the businesses along the way was with the Hoyle Playing Card Company. Tell us about that experience with playing cards with a famous actor in Las Vegas.
I was in my early 20s. I went to work for a firm as an industrial engineer. After a very short period of time, I saved him a great deal of money. You know, that old cliche, it's lucky to be better to be lucky than good. That was truly the circumstance. The vice president of manufacturing immediately assumed I was a genius, and I became his fair-haired boy, and I didn't have the heart to tell him any different. And he put me on special projects. One of them was the company had a retail division that was bleeding at the ears, and they asked me to do some analysis on it. I did. I got called into the corporate offices one day. The president of the company said, David, we're making you the division manager of that division. It sounded very important, but the truth of the matter is he whispered in my ear and said, now the facts are, young man, what we want you to do is work off the millions of dollars worth of obsolete inventory and then lay everybody off and shut down this barking dog that's bleeding at the ears.
Did you believe that, or did you take that and want to turn that around?
No, I believed it. I went in, and I really found that it was a marketing opportunity. I found the name Hoyle had not been trademarked, created the Hoyle Playing Card Company, was looking for a way to promote it, had very limited capital, and had read about Omar Sharif and the fact that he was a bridge nut and played bridge. So I approached his manager, a gentleman by the name of Leon Yalouz. I went to Geneva, Switzerland, and they were making a movie in the Alps called A Last Valley, kind of a European Western potboiler. The results was that I ended up getting Omar Sharif. He was a great gambler also. He became famous making Lawrence of Arabia, Sheik Ali. Then he made the best movie ever made in his career, Dr. Zhivago, and it was kind of all downhill from there. He was coming to the States to make a movie, and he had lost all of his money in Monaco. So when he hit the shore here, I was competing with Milton Bradley. But I knew he was broke, so I offered $150,000 up front. And you have to remember that was about 50 years ago, so it was a lot of money.
Went a lot farther than it does today.
Yes, and I wasn't sure whether or not I was going to be able to sign him. And one day, because of the name Mahmoud, his manager came up, kissed me on both cheeks, hugged me, and he said, you know, David, us Middle Easterners think alike. I didn't have the heart to tell him I was a Catholic kid from Minnesota. So I ended up hiring Omar Sharif. I came down here, and there was a gentleman by the name of Ira Koren running Southland Corporation, and he was a bridge master, and he had put together something called the Dallas Aces, which were Jacoby and Bobby Wolf, some of the best bridge players in the United States. And we created a floating bridge game going across the United States, playing all of the best bridge players in the various cities we went to. And the net result was we ended up in Hollywood, met a lot of movie stars, got involved in some interesting movies with Steve McQueen, Tuesday Weld, Edgar G. Robinson, Bill Cosby as a very young man. So very interesting times, but the net result is I got tons of publicity. Hoyle Playing Cards took off, became a multimillion-dollar business very rapidly, followed that up by becoming the first licensee for NFL posters, AFL posters, went to New York, hired Peter Max, Make Love, Not War. It was all paper and ink. And so built a very successful business very rapidly. Company was bought by a Fortune 500 company. I was promoted to vice president. And after doing that for a few years, it was a lot of fun. But my father's words stuck in the back of my mind. And so I had to try my hand at going out and being an entrepreneur. And here's where I ended up today.
Well, we're going to find out more about the life and times of David Mahmood. He is definitely the consummate salesperson and entrepreneur. We're going to talk more about his business also, which is Allegiance Capital Corporation. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Here's Johann von Best, Executive Director of the Southwest Age Intervention Institute.
It's probably logical for most of us. By the time we reach 50 years old, our hormone levels are in decline. Women, as you know, around the age of 50, begin to enter menopause and therefore experience those changes too. So energy is an enormous part of this. We go home, it's 6 o'clock at night, we have dinner, we go and watch TV, and the next thing it is, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we're fast asleep on the couch. Your wife says to you, darling, do you want to go out to a movie? And you go, oh, darling, I'm just too tired, I can't do that. When you were younger, you were so vibrant. You never thought twice about somebody saying to you, hey, do you want to go and see a movie? Yes, you're already out the door at that point. Isn't it wonderful to have energy back again? Isn't it wonderful to feel so much better? And I think that's where we come in and do such a marvelous job.
Contact the Southwest Age Intervention Institute at 1-800-AGE-EXPERT or on the web at 800AGEExpert.com. That's 800AGEExpert.com.
If you've got a proven record in achieving sales budgets, can develop new business, and can recruit, train, and manage a staff of sellers, Cumulus Radio Dallas has a Texas-sized opportunity for you. We need a general sales manager for our heritage country station, New Country 96.3 KSCS. If you can develop client relationships, manage inventory, and have at least 2 to 3 years as a media sales manager, email your resume and salary requirements to dan.bennett@cumulus.com. Full job posting at dfwradio.com. Cumulus DFW, a drug-free workplace, equal opportunity employer. Applicants must be eligible to work in the U.S.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your quantum leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free 2-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free 2-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back. I am Steve Klein. Again, this is Playmakers Talk Show, and we are definitely speaking with a playmaker in this segment. That's David Mahmood. He is the founder and chairman of Allegiance Capital Corporation. And for those following on the internet, you can check out their company at allcapcorp.com, allcapcorp.com, and you'll find out more about it. We're going to hear about that more from David, because the last segment he dropped a few names: Omar Sharif, Peter Max, a few other names too. But let's kind of focus it down to your business, which was your eighth company you began. That's Allegiance Capital Corporation. What does Allegiance Capital do?
Allegiance Capital is a middle market investment bank. We work with privately held and closely held companies, which means we work with owners, partners, entrepreneurs, families, functional and dysfunctional.
And that runs the gamut. That's all out there.
It makes for a very interesting business. Most business owners have 75% of their net worth tied up in their company. And we provide them an opportunity when they reach a certain point in life to have a liquidity event. Many times they're not ready to retire, but they'd like to take some chips off the table. So we create opportunities by bringing in equity investors that allow them to sell a portion of the business but continue to run the business. Many times they decide that there are other opportunities they have in life, particularly the baby boom generation. People are living longer, and they want to sell out. They want to monetize that 10, 20, 30 years they spent building their business. The net result is that our job is not only to sell the business, but to maximize the return to them. We sell a wide variety of businesses. We're agnostic, but because of the energy boom here in Texas, a significant amount of our business relates to oil and gas and wind to a great degree. We're involved in, at any given time, 30, 40 transactions. It makes life interesting. You meet a lot of fascinating, interesting people, different backgrounds, built businesses. I share with folks that I'm a ball-headed old guy, but I got that way because I really appreciate and understand waking up in the middle of the night trying to figure out how in the heck I was going to meet Friday's payroll, let alone next month's bank payment.
So that's a motivator right there.
Yeah, it truly is. And so most of the people in our organization are hired not only because they're astute financially, but they're entrepreneurial at heart. They built businesses. And I look for people who've been successful at least twice. I recognize, based on my career, anybody can be successful once or have had a spectacular failure, because I find that people who've had a spectacular failure and get back up, brush themselves off, are really unique, have learned an awful lot, and their advice is sound because it's based on practical experience. And our goal in working with our clients is to become their trusted advisor and really help them maximize the return to themselves, have the liquidity event, or even grow their business through acquisition, because we raise capital for them and find companies to help them expand their business if they're still looking to grow.
AllCapCorp.com is where you can check out some of the current engagements that David was talking about. There's a number of different types of businesses that you are you have listed all right now. And from looking through your information, most of the companies you deal with are in the 50 to or the 20 to $500 million range. And what to a large degree, what you're doing is helping them develop an exit plan for those that, as you say, aren't having the fun anymore.
Well, what happens is people get committed to going to work every day, get deeply involved in their businesses, and in the back of their mind, they always have the idea that someday down the road, they'll sell. And it's like everything else in life. 50% of our clients plan. People who plan are much more successful than folks that don't. The other 50%, events overtake them. The prostate cancer metastasizes. They have a stroke, a heart attack, they're forced to face their own mortality, and many times that's too late. I've had three clients die in 1 year. I always tell people that the time to sell is when you're well, healthy, your business is doing well, you can maximize the return to yourself. You don't want to do it when you're in a situation where all that institutional memory you built up between your 2 ears over the years of running your business, you know, you may lose it. If I have a client who dies while I'm selling his company immediately becomes worth less. So I always advise folks that when things are going reasonably well and you have all your faculties, that's the time to do a deal.
So in addition to an exit plan, do you also work with your companies on a succession plan?
Absolutely. We work with many times putting together the capital, recapitalization, so the existing owners can take money off the table, retire comfortably. Their children or even their own management team has an opportunity to take over and drive the business forward. So there is a variety of structures. One of the things I like about investment banking, there truly is an art to the deal. And every deal is different. No two are the same. And your creativity is continually challenged.
It sounds like that's where you're getting your satisfaction from, in that creativity in every deal being a little bit different. I'm a business. I'm a $100 million business. What does it take to successfully sell that business?
Quite frankly, it takes a lot of work. If you're going to sell your business, today the bar is a lot higher. buyers don't want to make a mistake. Their due diligence is a little bit like going to a proctologist. They'll turn you inside out. So there's not, everybody thinks it's just financial. It isn't. It's HR. It's legal. It's financial side of the business. All companies are made up of people. That organization has a culture. What is a cultural fit going to be like? What is going to be different? So we try and prepare companies so they have good audit trails. You can come in, take a look at it, analyze it as a prospective acquirer, and have a real appreciation for what's there. Every seller thinks about what's in it for them. To sell a company successfully, we have to work real hard at bringing several acquirers to the table and pointing out what's in it for them and tune them up, turn them on, get them to the table, hold a silent auction. Nobody likes being in an auction, but finding other people who are interested in the business is a reaffirmation it must be a good deal. And the bidding war starts. We work on commission. If you tried to demonstrate the way investment banking works, it's a lot like the game of darts. It's all bullseyes. You either get the deal closed or you don't. We only get paid for success. I call it a high-risk, high-reward business. Close only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes. In our business, unless the deal's done, the money changes hands, we don't get paid. The average transaction takes 9 months to a year. So we're investing a lot of time, money, and effort. And we really vet our prospective clients very well because we get paid for success. Now, it's a little bit like walking the high wire with a without a net, but that's what makes life exciting.
And that's where you get your excitement from, too, from doing that. We've been speaking with David Mahmood. David is the founder and the chairman of Allegiance Capital Corporation. And again, you can find them at allcapcorp.com, and you can see everything that they do and how they do that there. David, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
Great information. If you're selling, if you're buying, check allcapcorp.com. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Thank you very much for joining us. You can always get past shows on our website, which is PlaymakersTalkShow.com in the archives, and you can check and find out who our guests are for the upcoming show. PlaymakersTalkShow.com, I'm Steve Klein. Please join us again next week. We'll see you then. Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your quantum leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
News and information, 570 KLIF.
Where you'll get more news every morning and afternoon than you do at KRLD.
More stories, more news. On News and Information, 570 KLIF.
Are you a CEO, business owner, or entrepreneur who's achieved outstanding success, or do you know someone who has? Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF. The Playmakers Talk Show is all about leaders who have made it happen in their field or business. We're looking for these high-achieving playmakers as guests on our Playmakers Talk Show. Who are the high-achieving playmakers that you'd like to nominate? Right now, go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and tell us who's the most outstanding playmaker you know.
I'm Corey.
Lori Menken with the ASPCA asking you to join our No Pet Store Puppies campaign and take our pledge not to buy anything at pet stores or on websites that sell puppies. Chances are that the cute puppy in the window or on the internet came from a puppy mill, a large-scale commercial breeding operation where dogs are housed in overcrowded, unsanitary conditions without adequate veterinary care, food, water, or socialization. Help the ASPCA end puppy mill cruelty by taking our pledge at nopetstorepuppies.com.
News and information 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.